Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, March 12th. The pretty damning report into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents is back in the spotlight today. The special counsel in charge of the investigation, Robert Hur, is testifying in front of Congress later. Hur released his findings last month, and even though he said Biden would not face criminal charges, he dealt a big blow to the president's image. He said there wasn't enough evidence to charge Biden, and that, and here's the kicker, he was concerned a jury would see the president as an elderly man with a poor memory. Biden came out hard against that, saying the report went above and beyond what was asked, especially a part where Hur suggested that Biden couldn't remember what date his son had died. Hur's findings led to backlash from Democrats, and as of now, he's no longer working with the Justice Department, so he'll be testifying today as a private citizen. House Republicans are hoping Hur's testimony can give fresh momentum to their sputtering impeachment inquiry into Biden. And former President Donald Trump's handling of classified documents is also back in the headlines. An exclusive interview with an ex-Mar-a-Lago worker has revealed new details on how he unwittingly helped move secret files onto Trump's private plane. Brian Butler told Caitlin Collins that in June 2022, he helped one of Trump's co-defendants in the case move boxes from Mar-a-Lago to the airport.
They were the boxes that were in the indictment, the white banker's boxes. That's what I remember loading.
And did you have any time, any idea at the time that there was potentially U.S. national security secrets in those boxes?
No clue. I had no clue. I mean, we were just taking them out of the Escalade, piling them up. I remember they were all stacked on top of each other, and then we're lifting them up to the pilots.
Butler says this happened at the same time federal investigators were visiting Trump to discuss returning the classified material he had. Trump and the other co-defendants in the case have all pleaded not guilty. Haiti's prime minister says he's stepping down after weeks of chaos and escalated gang violence in the country. Yesterday, Ariel Henry said his government would leave power after a transitional council has been created.
My government will leave immediately after the inauguration of the council. We will be a caretaker government until they name a prime minister and a new cabinet. Haiti needs peace. Haiti needs stability.
Henry failed to hold elections last year, saying the country's insecurity would compromise the vote. His resignation came hours after a group of Caribbean countries met in Jamaica and agreed to set up a transitional council to lay the foundations for elections in Haiti. A ship carrying humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip has set off from Cyprus. World Central Kitchen, the agency behind the delivery, says this will be the first maritime shipment of humanitarian aid to Gaza, and it will include almost 200 tons of desperately needed food. It comes as several countries, including the US as well as the European Commission, are working to create a shipping corridor to deliver aid directly to Gaza. Coming up,
it's not even about TikTok, it's about ensuring we're protecting the data of the American people.
Lawmakers are thinking about banning TikTok.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point-of-sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
The House is pushing ahead with a vote this week on whether TikTok should be banned in the US, unless it splits from its Chinese parent company. Blocking the site has been talked about for years in the US, over concerns it could give the Chinese government access to American users' data. TikTok says that has not and will not happen. Trump first tried to ban it while he was in office, but now he's changed his tune. Take a listen to what he told CNBC.
There are a lot of young kids on TikTok who will go crazy without it.
But despite Trump's opposition, the bill appears to have support in the House, while it's unclear if a ban would make it through the Senate. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.